Good vach. We hope you had a wonderful Shabbos, and we remind you that we study Mishnayos every single day. Lele Neshma Sarah Malka Bas Rabitzchak. We are in Masechta Trumas. We are in Perek Dalet Mishnayos Tes and Yud. So the Mishnah asked Kate said yesterday. We explained Rabbi Akiva's example, noting that if we have Truma that falls into Chulin, and there are two types, so they can't nullify one another. If you know, so black figs and white figs. Right, and we say that what if you know it fell in, it can't go ahead and nullify one another. If you don't know, it can nullify. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ketzer, what does that mean? What are we talking about? What was Rabbi Akiva's position? So he explains, Chamishim Tainim Shchoros Chamishim Levanos. Let's say I have 50 figs, right, that are white, and 50 that are black. Enough la Shchora Achas. And a truma black fig fell inside. So Shchoros Asuros Levanos Mutaros. So in that amount, the black ones are asur, and the white ones are going to be mutter. The white ones are clearly not part of the mixture, because they're white, and we know the fig was a black one. Now, Levana, Levanos, Asurus, Shchoros, Mutaros. If a white fig fell inside, so then, of Truma, so then the white ones would be asur, and the black ones would be mutter. But if you don't understand, if you don't know which one is which, so then they can nullify one another. So Bezor, Rabbi Eliezer, Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, in this last case, right, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the strict one, because he says that it never works, right? But Rabbi Yeshua is the one who's going to be lenient. However, says the Mishnah, Bezor, Rabbi Eliezer, Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua, Machmir. What's going to wind up happening is that Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the lenient one in a different case, which we're going to explain right now. Vidoris litrik tzios al piakad. Let's say we have a situation where one is pressing a liter of a litra of dried figs into in the mouth of a jug, and he just doesn't remember. He doesn't remember which one it is. Right? There were many jugs that had many dried chulin figs, and he doesn't know which one he pressed the litra of truma. So, but he's sure he did it into one of the mouth jugs. Right? So, Rabbi Eliezer Omero and also Kiloin Prudos. Right, we view them as though they are separated. Right, we look the upper figs in the mouth of the jug mouth as they were separated from the jug mouth and mixed with all the other figs, and so then the lower figs can combine in order to be able to nullify the upper ones. Right, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, "Lo salat shushamea kadim." You have to have 100 jugs over there. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the lower figs don't combine with the upper ones to nullify, because Rabbi Yeshua argues, since the lower figs in the jugs are not part of a suffix, they can't contribute to the nullification of the truma figs. However, if there are 100 jugs, then the truma would be nullified, and the figs in all the jug mouths would be permitted. And in this situation, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua as taught by Rameir, and as it's recorded in the Mishnah, and we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful week.